Welcome back to Lounge with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
It's been a while. It feels like it's been a while. But we're back at school now, so we're actually doing this podcast in person, but obviously socially distanced. Now today, before we get back into the swing of things, of what we're up to, asking what you guys are up to, we just kind of want to review all the books that we've read over the summer, because there's a lot of books that we've not spoken about, which we want to give some attention to.
Yeah, it would be so nice to. Yeah. We have spoken about quite a few of the books we've read over lockdown, haven't we? So
yeah. I mean, the last podcast we did before the summer, we interviewed Lucas Maxwell. And I think I spent about 10 seconds saying how much I liked Black Flamingo by Dee Hatter. But I wasn't able to like truly get into it. But I loved this book. Obviously, I made you read it. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed it. But for me, I just felt, I don't know. It's an LGBTQ plus book, and I've read quite a lot of those books, but this one felt different. It felt more eye-opening, like it really related to me and things that had happened in my life. And the way that it was done in verse just made the words more powerful than just simply stating it, because the whole book was just a feeling, and it was such an accurate feeling. So I really loved that one, and I've heard he's got two more book deals coming, so I'm very excited to see what Dean's going to do in the future.
Yeah,
he's an author that I really want to meet after reading Black Flamingo.
I really liked how he kind of took it through his childhood, so it went right back to, you know, when he was very young, and what his feelings were there, and the fact, I think he wanted a particular Barbie, didn't he? And he never got it. He always got an action man. And it's like, you know, so I thought it was really good. Yeah, we quite like to see you, Dee Hatter. We're interested in maybe inviting you here, but at the moment that's not possible, but hopefully for the future.
Yeah, because I love the idea of you reciting poetry and drag and really getting the kids to interact and get involved with that.
It'd be fabulous, wouldn't it?
It would. Fabulous. Love it. Anyway, so I just really wanted to give that book its due.
Well, I read Starfish by Kimi Dawn Bowman, and I really liked this one. It was a really nice kind of relationship one, but it kind of pulled at the heartstrings. I was like, her mother, she is so narcissistic. Kiko is the main character in the book, and that's the daughter. And the mum is American, and she married a Japanese. And they obviously had three kids, and her mum was so critical of Kiko, who is the girl in the family, and just so mean about her all the time, and saying, you know, almost saying she's not perfect because she's not blonde and she doesn't look American, and you know, this really affected her self-confidence. She rekindles this friendship with a boy she knew in her younger years, and they ended up moving away, but she rekindled that friendship, and she ended up going to Los Angeles to live with them to try and find a school to go to in California, because she didn't get into her school she wanted to, which was a special art school called Prism. So it was a really good book, and there's a bit of a twist at the end as to why the family moved away.
We met her as well, didn't we?
We did. She was at the Northern
YA Festival
a couple of years ago when we were allowed to go.
When we were allowed to go. Hopefully we can go again. But she was quite a powerful author.
Yeah.
I enjoyed listening to her speak.
I think a lot of our Year 9 lovelies will like this book.
I read Truly Devious by Maureen Johnson. And we have a big love of Stags by M.A. Bennett, a huge love of Stags. And when I picked up Truly Devious, the back of the book was literally like, there's a crime at like a prestigious boarding school that's really isolated. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Stags. I have to read it. And it did not disappoint. It had the same kind of flavour, but it told a story in the past about the original kidnapping and why the boarding school is quite infamous now. And then it told a story in the present, which turned into a bit of a murder mystery, whodunit. And the way she describes the school is so atmospheric. Like, you feel like you're there. You know every inch of the school, even though, you know, you're just reading it. It's a very good atmospheric book. My only issue with it, Maureen, is, like, at the end, I have no idea who did it. And I've got to read the second one. Like, why would you do that to me? But for a book that was, like, kind of way over 400 pages, it didn't feel like that to me. it was one that I couldn't put down. And even after I finished reading it and I was like, I have no idea who did either of the crimes, I still want to read the next one. Mm-hmm. So gripping reading, good thriller. It's a good big book to sink your teeth into without realising that it's a big book.
Very good. The next one I want to talk about is You See Me by Libby Scott and Rebecca Westcott.
I've read this one too.
I really liked this one. We've kind of had a little discussion about this one, haven't we? So the main character in this book is Tally, and she is autistic. And she goes to school and she's kind of picked on, she's bullied and she's kind of castigated, and because people don't understand why she's autistic. And it's very much, if you say to Tally, oh, it's raining cats and dogs, she will believe it's raining cats and dogs. And then she'll not be happy if it's not raining cats and dogs. So that's kind of how I can, when you talk to Tally, you've got to tell her straight what you want to happen, not do it in metaphors and stuff like that, because that confuses her. I really like the book, and actually I'm interested in this book kind of being a year seven read, but we were just concerned because the male character...
There's not many male characters in the book, and when they are there, they're kind of bad.
He's the bully.
Yeah.
But there is a bit of a background story to him as well, isn't there, the male character, because he doesn't have a particularly nice family life, and I don't say that that's why he should be a bully, but it sort of ends up okay in the end, but I won't go into it.
But it's a very good book for raising awareness of autism, I think, because it taught me a lot.
I learned so much from the book. I think it just gave me just a great understanding, and when I meet someone who has these tendencies, that I can understand a bit better, and I know that I need, when I talk to them, I've got to make sure I'm clear in what I want to get across to them. Mm. So I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. It made me cry a lot.
Yes.
I read Yes, No, Maybe So by Becky Alberti and Aisha Saeed. And this book was about, it was kind of like a romantic book. You probably like it, to be fair, because you like that romantic. But it's these two people and they start doing political campaigning to vote for, I think it's their governor in America. I'm not too sure on American politics, but they do some canvassing and they want this guy to win because the opponent is going to ban hijabs and kind of any face coverings.
Oh, okay.
So they start canvassing, and through this canvassing, they understand more about each other's culture and they kind of fall in love and they become a bit of an internet sensation, and it's all like, oh, romance. But it starts because the main character, the girl, she just wants to buy a car, and that's why she does the canvassing, whereas the boy's like besotted from day one. But it's a proper love story. I mean, for me, there was a lot of American politics, and as someone who's not American, I did get a bit like, what? By that. It was a bit too much for me, because I was like, I have no idea what they're talking about. But strip that back, the romance, it was cute.
Oh, that's good.
Almost cute. Melted me. Not, you know, takes a lot.
That's good. And the book I'm going to talk about now is Girl, Boy, C, which was a Carnegie shortlist by Chris Vick. This one I am considering as a year seven read as well. I really liked it. If you're a fan of refugee books, this is another refugee type of book. And there's two main characters in this. There's Bill and Aya. What happens at the beginning of the story is Bill is on a yacht and there's a big storm and he ends up being separated from the group and in the water, and the storm finishes and he manages to find this boat and gets into this little rowing boat, and he's just in the middle of the sea, you know, everybody's gone, and so he's floating along, and then he sees this barrel, and there's a girl like on top of this barrel, and he gets a bit closer and he thinks she's dead, and she's not, she's alive. So, and that's Aya. I'm not sure, quite sure how to say it. She speaks Berber, but she speaks a little bit of English, and she ends up in the boat. And it's how that story develops. And there's a trust that starts to build between them, and they start finding out about each other's lives. And Yeah, it's really good. I can describe it a little bit like a Life of Pi.
Yeah, because he gets stuck in a boat with a tiger, does he not?
Yes.
Would you rather a tiger or a girl? I don't know. It's a hard question.
But it's lovely because they do lots of little survival things. So they, you know, how they manage to get water and food and things like that. And it's very good. I liked the book a lot. It's got a little bit of, you know, adventure in it, and there's a little bit of tragedy with regards to somebody else that comes into the story. And yeah, it's what happens to them. It's very good.
The book I'm reading currently is A Skinful of Shadows by Frances Hardinge, because you've read this and you love it, and you don't usually like fantasy.
No.
And you say it's a book that's right up my street. So I finally got round to it. I'm about halfway.
Yeah.
Almost halfway. And I'm enjoying it. It's very like oldie-worldy, witchy, magic, a lot of creepy characters in it.
Mm.
But I'm happy because so far the main character's not stupid.
No, she's not. No.
And it's so refreshing. Like, a lot of books of a similar vein, they're always like, oh, these people are bad people, and like no one believes them. Or they're like doing stupid stuff that they get caught all the time, and you're just like, ah! Oh! Whereas in this...
Has she got the soul of the Doctor yet?
No. Oh, spoilers, isn't it? Whereas in this, she's just being very calm, collected, really figuring stuff out. I mean, she was a bit of a Nana in the beginning with her mum, but that was the exciting incident, so I can forgive her for that. But it's good. You keep telling me about this Doctor, so I really need to read
it. I think it's the Doctor. It's been a while since I read it, but she basically takes on the souls of dead people.
Because at the moment, she's only got the bear. I really like the bear. I feel sorry for the bear.
Mm.
But I'm happy the bear got its revenge.
I think Frances Hardinge would be a very interesting author to talk to.
I love her hats. Have you seen her hats on Twitter?
She just looks great, doesn't she?
I really
she?
Want to have one Mysterious. Of her hats. I don't think I could carry it off, though.
Maybe Frances will do a podcast with us or something. It would be interesting. Yeah.
Because you love Deep Light as well.
Yes.
She's just got
a nice imagination.
Got,
yeah, she's got a... And I don't go for fantasy adventure books at all, but they've been two very interesting books.
Yeah.
It's been good. The book I'm currently reading is a fantasy adventure.
Yes, you love this one too. Yeah. And you usually hate fantasy books that have got all sorts of
crazy names in it. But I'm reading the second book in the Children of Blood and Bone series, which is Children of Virtue and Vengeance, by Tommy Adeyemi. Sorry if I not pronounced your name right. It's the second adventure, and basically they're trying to save magic, and there's a village that don't want the magic, and they're trying to kill the magi, and it's just backwards and forwards like that, and there's characters in it, and there's just lots of magic and stuff. It's quite a hard read because of all the names and all what's going on, but the brother, who's called Inan, he is with his mother in Orishma, I think it is, and they are fighting the Yika. I think it's the Yika, although it's spelt T-Y, but I'm thinking that the T might be silent. I don't know.
You're just making it up, aren't you?
I just make it up.
You're just taking a book and making stuff up.
I'm not quite sure. And his sister, who is, I think she is Amari, is the sister. She is with that clan.
Oh, so brother and sister are against each other?
Currently, but I think Inan is actually good, but his mother is having this influence over him, saying, no, Amari is bad and she needs, you know, stopping.
Does the book feel black and white, like there's a bad and good side, or...?
I think I'm on the side with Amari, because they seem good and they're just trying to say, you know, yeah, we are magical, we are magic, we do have these powers, but we're not bad people. Whereas the mum, who does have magic and uses it, she's basically saying they are bad and we don't want them involved with us and we need to get them out, and they're trying to kill all our people and take all our provisions away, and it's all very much like that.
I find in any kind of magical book, if people have magic and some people don't, that's always the main contention.
It's beautifully written. And, you know, where she does the language pieces, sorry, Tommy, but I don't read those bits because I don't really understand what they're saying. So I just go, but she tends to sort of do the next bit, which she has translated it.
Oh, okay. So very Tolkien. So they are all of our book reviews. There were a couple I didn't speak about. I didn't enjoy them, and I don't really like giving bad reviews.
No.
So I'll just pretend I didn't read them. So next week, we're going to be talking more about how we're making our library virtual. As all librarians out there are aware, especially school libraries, it is so much red tape, it's hard to cut through it. But me and Claire will be talking through some of the things that we're doing, so all students can still read. So please stay tuned for that. It might give you some ideas, or you might give us some ideas as well in the comments.
As yeah, always, there'll be lots of discussion, I should
yes,
imagine.
Lots of discussion. As always, follow us on Twitter at @lounge_learning, and we'll see you next week. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.